From the broadcast studios of the Intentional Living Center, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author, the president of the Intentional Living Center, and your advocate for the family. You know, sometimes it's work, sometimes it's kids, or sometimes you've just lost interest. Has the affection in your marriage been lost? Were you able to bring it back? Have you been starved for affection? Dr. Randy wants to talk to you, and our lines are open. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. Let me add my welcome to everyone. Come on in. The doors are open. You are welcome here at the Intentional Living Center, where today you and I are going to discover again God's loving intentions for your marriage. He's only got good in mind for your marriage. If that's the case, I know some of you are thinking, how come it's so crummy? You know, how come we're struggling so much if his intentions for me and for our marriage are so good? Let me start with a little diagnostic set of questions, and then we're going to jump into this and open the phone lines for you as well, because I want you to come and join me and share with me a very positive question that'll be helpful for you to express it and others to hear it. When do you feel most loved by your spouse? That's really the question. When do you feel most loved by your, what is it? And think about it. Maybe in the last 24 hours, maybe it's been the last 24 years, but you say, hey, I really felt most loved right there at that moment. Love to have you join us. We've got the lines. Let's open them, guys, and let's talk. 888-888-1717. In my book, Star for Affection, on page 9, I give some diagnostic questions about what I have you think about. Do you feel close or distant from your spouse, generally? Do you feel passionate or do you feel mechanical? Is your behavior toward your spouse spontaneous or do you find it to be more just routine? And boy, that third question is one we hear a lot of. Yeah, that's the issue. You're raising kids, going to work, just the routine of life. By the way, routine is not a substitute for satisfaction. Are you emotionally full or emotionally empty? Do you feel loved as you were meant to be loved, or is there something missing? Do you feel inspired or expired by your spouse's touch? Do you feel adored or indifferent? Or do you feel understood or disregarded when you talk? You know what? My guess is even the best of marriages would say, you know, we've all had moments where we'd say yes on the bad side of those because we're human beings. Hey, let me give you a scripture, and then we're going to set the tone today. We're going to find out what is God's intention for marriage. Lots of places we could go in scripture, but I landed in an interesting place, 1 John 4:7, where John says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Profound thought here. And it's biblical. It is impossible to be a Christian and not love. Ouch. Now, it doesn't mean you always feel loved or loving or kind, but it's impossible. It is impossible, according to Scripture, to be a Christian and not love in a biblical way. And we're going to talk about what that means today. Love is the centerpiece of our theme today. And there are lots of reasons not to love. You got a lot of things going on. There's maybe been a lack of honesty or a lack of openness in the marriage. Communication isn't going well. There's lots of reasons not to feel loving towards your spouse. And by the way, that's not a substitute for dealing with issues. Love doesn't mean you don't deal with things, but you do it in a way that honors God. So here's God's intention. Ready? We've got to list these out, and then we'll get to your calls. Because I want to hear from you, when do you feel most loved by your spouse? That's really the question. I mean, that's a profound thought. When do you feel most loved? What is it? 888-888-1717. God's intention is clear. In marriage, love has got to be the centerpiece. In fact, love is a prerequisite to knowing God because God is the essence of love. And for those of us who are followers of Christ, love has to be a centerpiece in our marriage. And, of course, the Bible talks about love as an action. It's something that we do. It's not just a feeling. When I wrote the book Starved for Affection, for Focus on the Family, as I did my research, I really focused on the fact that affection is the feeling side of love. That's what it is. When you feel, when you affect somebody, when you affect your spouse, you affect them in a way that they feel love. And my friend Gary Chapman wrote The Five Love Languages, knowing that we affect our spouse in different ways, some by words, some by acts of service, you know, some by gifts and so on, different ways, knowing our spouse well enough to know that affection is the feeling side of love where we're really affecting our spouse. And so today we want to just release some thoughts. I'd love to hear from you, but this is about you. I want to hear your story just very quickly. When do you feel most loved? And it might be something that prompts someone to realize there's a different way of making marriage work. Because the reality is there are benefits whenever you make his intentions for your marriage your intentions for your marriage, because you are never closer to God than when you love your spouse. I believe that. In fact, it's a validation of God working in your life. So when do you feel most loved? That's the question. 888-888-1717 is the number. And Stephen's taking your calls, and we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to tell me a time, tell me what it is. And you know it when you've had that sense of feeling closest to your spouse. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Very first chapter in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we see that God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be signs and seasons for days and years." God gave us a sign even in creation.
He certainly did, and that is an excerpt from this month's teaching, which, by the way, is on its way to all of our members all across the country, men and women, young and old, single and married, stay-at-home moms and professional people working in the workplace, that we're all on the same page, wanting to make our lives intentional. And this month, 6 road signs worth stopping for is the topic. And I share signs like, do you have a spending plan for your family? Some call it a budget. If you don't, that's a sign that would say, hey, I need to stop and think about where we're going financially. How about the road sign of poor relationships? You drive by and see a stop sign. Right, take the stop part off and just put poor relationship. I got poor relationships. It's worth stopping. And what about being disengaged at work? That's a sign to stop. And there's others. And I go into teaching on each. Members, it's coming your way. It's our gift to you to say thank you for your monthly support, to encourage you on CD. And if you're not a member, come and join us today. And we'll make sure that you receive this teaching on CD plus 2 of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center, The Power of One Thing, and also Starved for Affection, our topic today. We'll be coming your way to say thank you as you join us in monthly support, and we appreciate it. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. We posted the question online, when do you feel most loved? And boy, we got a lot of comments. Melody here says, he consistently thinks about and acts on how he can make my life easier. That's an act of love, isn't it? When you see something and you just act on it, you do something that your spouse, you know it's important to him or her, maybe not to you, but you do it anyway. Melody goes on to say, when I feel respected and protected, which causes me, she says, to do the same for him. It's reciprocal, isn't it? Claudine says, I feel most loved because he gives me the curly tip from his ice cream cone.
You know, a little curly tip on the end, so she gets the first bite, I guess. John says, rubs my back, my neck, my shoulders, listens to me, brings me chocolate. That must be love language, right? Chocolate. Very good. The lines are busy. We're going to get you on the line, on the air here, because this is really about your story. We want to hear your story. What is it when you feel most loved in your marriage? And what your spouse does intentionally make that happen. 888-888-1717 is the number. You know, we, as human beings, we recognize that the basic needs that we have a need for meaning, we have a need for freedom, for love, for hope. And I believe that those things begin to flow in our life, including love, when His intentions for your marriage, His meaning God's intention for your marriage becomes your intention for your marriage. Nothing more powerful than at that moment. And then as you act on that, I find that it begins to flow. Love begins to flow. Hope. There's a change in the tone of marriage. And it's as simple as saying, as a follower of Christ, to know what His intention is and then act on it. That's intentional living. We believe around here in the power, we call the power of one thing. Doing one thing intentionally until it becomes a transformational habit. So I would ask you, I'd challenge you, what is one thing that you could do in your marriage over the next 30 days that would help your spouse feel most loved? Okay? We'll come back to that in a moment. All right, Christina, you're going to be first up today from Michigan. Welcome to Intentional Living Center. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. How long have you been married?
Only a year and a half.
Well, all right, 18 months. You're just getting started. Good, yeah. Good time to be thinking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. When do you feel most loved?
I feel most loved by my husband when I'm laying in bed and I cannot sleep, which is a real problem for me. And I ask him to tell me stories. And sometimes he, like, shuts me down and says no, because it's really hard for him to come up with something creative, because I'm the creative person in our relationship, I would say. So he just tells me this long, elaborate story filled with, like, ums and likes and you knows. But it's still really sweet to me because he's taking the time to, like, think really hard things that would make me smile when I can't sleep. Huh. And it works every single time, and I love it every single time, and it always makes me sleep with a smile on my face.
Fantastic. What attracted you to him when you first met him?
I don't know. I want to say that I went to a Christian college, and I was looking for someone that was as solid as me, but then what ended up happening is that I needed someone to grow with me. So he wasn't as solid as I was, and I wasn't as solid as he was, and I thought he loved God more than I did, but it was this moment where I was talking to my friend, and I said, I think God is showing me how much He loves me through Rusty, because I don't think I'm capable of loving as much as he is. Mm. So it was just this amazing feeling when it just opened my eyes to, like, this is how much love is. Like, someone can love you as much as or as more than you love them. So,
well, listen, I hope you're 18 months into your marriage. I hope 18 years, 28 years, 58 years, he's still telling those stories, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you. Listen, it's a simple thing. I think you're going to find it's the little things. It's not the new Mercedes he just bought you. That'd be nice, right? But in the long run, that's going to go away. But it'll be those other things, the little things that make a difference. Okay, Gilbert's on the line in Arizona. Hi there. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. When do you feel most loved?
When I get home from work.
How's that happen?
Well, my wife comes out because we only have one remote control for our garage. So I text her and ask her to open the garage for me. And then she comes out in the garage and she meets me there with a big hug and a kiss. And in the summertime, usually a glass of iced tea.
All right. Hey, this is what we're talking about, Gilbert.
Yes.
By the way, don't ever buy another remote because that'll stop. See, this way you got one remote, you call, she comes out, you get this, right?
Amen.
Yeah, okay. But it's the simple things, iced tea, a kiss, attention.
Yep.
The back rubs, the time, that's what really makes a difference. Okay, Gilbert, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
All right. Hey, so let me challenge you, and then I want to come back and ask you to come and tell me what it is. I want to challenge you because we believe in the power of one thing, doing one thing intentionally until it becomes a transformational habit is what can change your life. And so pick one thing to focus on for the next 30 days that will let your spouse know that you love them. Maybe they're a little star for affection. You don't want them to get there. And then tell us how we can support you in prayer for in that. I'll tell you how to do that in a moment. Here's a couple ideas. How about speaking into their life each day? Be intentional for the next 30 days to speak into their life one thing every day. A word of encouragement. Tell them you love them. Asking their opinion. Something that you know is important to them. How about this? How about helping out without being asked? Taking dishes, taking care of them, or making the bed, or helping with the kids. And don't be asked. Just do it because you know it's needed. Boy, here's a big one. We get this one a lot at our conferences. For the next 30 days, I will not criticize or correct my spouse. And there's going to be some lip biting with that. Because it's easy. It comes easily to think, well, I'm only trying to help. But it's painful for people. And it's makes people in relationship feel distance, not closeness. Don't criticize. How about listen without interruption for the next 30 days? What's your one thing? Tell us what it is. We'd love to hear it. You can go to our website and then go to today's program when you get there. Go to theintentionallife.com. Click on today's program, and there's opportunity for you there to get information about this topic and then share with us your one thing so we can pray with you about what that one thing is for the next 30 days. Right now, the question at hand is, when do you feel most loved in your marriage? Give us a call because we're going to stay on and continue after this half hour and record for a later time. So give us a call. Tell us when you feel most loved in your marriage. 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717.
Hey, did you know you're part of the family? Yeah, you. That's why you're listening right now. And here's a way you can really feel the familyness. Join Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving. Just click like and instantly you'll have more than 100,000 other family members, including Dr. Randy, ready to encourage you in your intentional life. You never know. God might use you to encourage someone else. So come on in. That's Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. I can't think of a tougher job in life than being a single mom or a single dad. You know, 84% of all kids who are in single parent homes live with guess who? Mama Bear. Couple things for you to keep in mind. Number one, if divorce comes your way and all of a sudden you're alone, don't panic. The same Lord that helps you with everything can help you through this time. Yes, it might mean that you have to bail out and move in with your parents, but my suggestion is make as few major choices as possible in the first year. Keep things as consistent as you possibly can. And although your parents want to help, make sure that you don't pass the baton of parenthood to them. They're the grandparent. You're the parent. Be a good one. God will help you through this.
Yes, he will. That's my friend, Dr. Kevin Lehman. You say, I recognize that name. Kevin is internationally known as a psychologist and author, humorist. He's written, what, I don't know, 50 books or so. You may know some of them, the Birth Order book, Making Children Mine Without Losing Yours, and many others. And Kevin and I, you know, Kevin and I were together. We did Parent Talk many years ago. We've written books together, including a book, Unlocking the Secrets of Your Childhood Memories. Well, Kevin and I, we used to travel and speak, and we just, you know, we talked there. We said, listen, we're going to do a tour. Now, it's only two cities, because that's about how much energy we have, right? Two cities. It's a mini tour. In Albuquerque and in Glendale. Albuquerque, New Mexico, and then Glendale, Phoenix area. Coming up in April, and we're calling it Hope for Your Home. I want to add to that, it's going to be some humor and some help for your home as well. We're going to talk about marriage and parenting. Kevin's assignment is to really unpack from his best-selling book, Making Children Mine Without Losing Yours. And he's going to download really practical things that are going to help you as a parent of whatever age or stage you are with your kids. My assignment is to talk about how to have an intentional marriage. If you've been at my conferences in the past, I'm really taking
some brand new thoughts, what I'm learning about marriage over the years from my own marriage, but from intentional living. So if you've been at our conferences in the past, I want you to come on back and bring some friends with you. You're going to learn. It's going to be a good day. And we're going to do some Q&A. We're going to get some questions from you. Our resources will be there. And so we're going to start like 8:30 in the morning, open the doors at 8, have you out by 12:30 so you can take your spouse to lunch, right, and then have an afternoon with your family. But we're going to take that whole morning and really pack it full of a lot of good stuff for you. Again, Albuquerque is first, April 7th, coming up April 7th, Saturday at Hoffmantown Church, and then Glendale on Saturday, April 21st at Glendale Nazarene Church. That'll be a couple weeks after Albuquerque. And I checked, and I think in Glendale, the Gold Circle tickets are going really fast. And so if you've been waiting to get tickets, I encourage you to do so ASAP, especially for Glendale. Again, the number is, come to the website, rather, and you can get your tickets there at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Okay, Sherry, thank you for waiting. You're on the line from Michigan. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, appreciate your call. We've been asking the question, when do you feel most loved?
Well, I feel very, very much loved when my husband, who is fighting cancer, comes home from a long day at work, he's not feeling the best or whatever, and might see me either struggling with something or out in the garden, and he will come out and he will help me through things. He will, you know, help me get whatever I'm doing accomplished before he even sits down to relax. And I know that there are times when he's in a lot of pain, but he's still putting me first, and that's when I feel that immense love.
Well, God love him for that. And again, you know, we started this trail, this discussion down this path because we know it's the simple things.
Yeah.
The message that you get from your husband is you're more important to me than my own comfort right now in this pain I'm going through.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with your husband having cancer?
It's funny you should ask that because I went and, for the very first time, spoke with a counselor today because I lost my dad August 15th to cancer. Mm. And now my husband is in his fourth battle of this. And I just keep saying that, you know, God's going to take this test and somehow turn it into a testimony. I don't know how, I don't know when, but that's what I'm leaning on.
Yeah. So what is it you wrestle with most? Is it worry or anxiety? What is
the fear?
Yeah.
The fear of this, you know, this would be the last time, maybe like when we go fishing and I look at him and I watch him and, you know, is this going to be the last time or am I going to have another year? Or, you know, when I watch him with the grandkids, that breaks my heart, you know. Because right today he's feeling good. But then there's days where when he comes home, I see it all over his face. And the blue eyes that I fell in love with are just wrecked and he in agony. And all I can do is just help him and, you know, kind of pray him through it while I'm praying myself through it.
Yeah. Have you been able to talk to him about how you're feeling? And
you
guys been able to share? That's good.
Yeah, we have really good communications, and you know, we've talked about the fear, and, you know, I mean, our doctors are saying that, you know, he could be here, you know, for many years, and it could be next year. So, I mean, cancer is a very uncertain thing, as we know, but, you know, after losing my dad and now, you know, my husband's still fighting, I'm just thinking, man, you know, I need a break, and he needs a break.
Can I pray with you?
Absolutely. I would appreciate it very much.
You know, we started, Sherry, with the question on when do you feel most loved, and you said it was when he put his own pain aside to show love to you. And
you know, you think about, that's what Christ did for us too, in a sense. When you think about it, he set aside who he is, in a sense, and became one of us and went through the agony as a gift to us. And you talk about an example of love. We're talking today, when do you feel most loved? And we're not talking about the Mercedes that show up in the driveway. Now, you may feel love for a short time when that happens, right? But when your husband going through cancer comes out and helps you in his own pain, his own agony, and she says, I see it in his eyes, and comes out and helps me in the garden, you'd trade the Mercedes for that moment, right? Lord, I do pray for Sherry, for her husband. We know you're a God of healing. We know you're a God of restoration. And, of course, our heart's desire would be to see Sherry's husband touched and healed of this cancer and released from the pain. But I'm confident that Sherry and her husband have a higher calling to know that they want your will, whatever that is, for their life. And we pray for that. And thank you for Sherry sharing her story today. And I pray that you would comfort her, give her peace, help her with the fear that she wrestles with, because we know that that's not ultimately from you. Give her confidence of your love and her husband's love through this process, in Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Sherry, for your call.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. I'll tell you what. We have to wrap up our live portion here in a moment, but we're having such fun. We're going to stay right here and continue to receive your calls and record a program that'll air later along the same line, asking the question, when do you feel most loved by your spouse? When is it? Maybe it's like Sherry, or maybe it's some other moment that's not wrapped up with such pain and agony, but a fun time. What is it? 888-888-1717 is the number. Stephen will take your call, and we'll get you lined up here and love to talk to you in the next half hour. You know, having a great marriage is a wonderful thing. A strong marriage is a good thing. But a personal relationship with Christ is a life-transforming thing. And if you don't know Christ, you want to know who this Jesus is that we talk about, we'd love to have you come to our website. We have just a simple little outline that really explains what this is all about, knowing him personally. Go to theintentionallife.com. Go to the inspiration tab, and then who is Jesus? That's there for you. I want to say thanks to our members. Thank you, members. You men and women make this possible. If you're not a member, come and join us today in support. Got a couple of our great books we want to send to you, and ongoing teaching each and every month. Your monthly support is making a difference. Go to theintentionallife.com. When you're there, information about supporting the ministry and for the Hope for Your Home tour with Dr. Kevin Lehman and myself, you can get your tickets there, and a lot of helpful resources for marriage and parenting. So we'll see you tomorrow. We're going to talk about when is enough enough with money. We'll see you then.